On the show today, we have World Council of Credit Unions' very own Greg Newman and Worldwide Foundation Credit Unions' Mr. Mike Reuter talking about, well, the 2022 World Credit Union Conference that's happening next month in Glasgow, Scotland. And it's going to be a really, really cool time. Obviously, when the world gets together and talks credit unions, how can you not have a great time? But the topics that are going to be covered there are going to be equally, if not better. It's going to be super fascinating for sure, especially what's going on in the world right now. So Greg and Mike are here to tell us all about it, and hope you guys check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little conference talk today with the folks at the World Council of Credit Unions and the Worldwide Foundation of Credit Unions. And I have two of those gentlemen right here in front of me. And let's do some introductions before we dive into some details, shall we? So right next to me, we have Mr. Mike Reuter from the Worldwide Foundation of Credit Unions. Mike, how are you, sir?
Good to see you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And then right below us is Mr. Greg Newman from the World Council of Credit Unions. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us, Mike. It's an exciting time of year for us.
Yeah, no doubt. Right around the corner is the big conference. And this year, I'm going to let you share the news, Mike. I mean, Greg, where the conference is and why did you choose this particular location? So I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah, so this year, the World Credit Union Conference is going to be in Glasgow, Scotland in the UK from July 17th to the 20th. We're excited because it's our first in-person conference since 2019 when we had it in the Bahamas. So right. 2020 was supposed to be Los Angeles. We had to cancel. 2021 was actually supposed to be Glasgow to pivot to a virtual conference. And of course, COVID being the reason for the cancellation of the in-person conferences the last 2 years. So we switched it to Glasgow this year because it was going to be there last year. It's been quite a while since we've been in Glasgow. The last time we had a World Credit Union Conference in Scotland was 2011.
Oh, wow.
And as you know, we try to move it around on a yearly basis to different regions where mm-hmm. we have strong member credit union associations. This year, it's the Association of British Credit Unions Limited, or ABCUL, who will be co-hosting it with this year. So it's really a great opportunity to kind of get a lot of folks from the European Credit Union Association and their credit unions to come and take part where they might not have the ability to do that if it were in the Caribbean, for instance, or in Asia.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the first one I attended, I think, was in Northern Ireland. Was it Belfast, okay. I believe?
Yes, that was 6 years, 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was really the history in that town. I mean, I'm sure Glasgow, Scotland's going to be just as great, but just the history there, the streets and the architecture just oozing history. So it's really, really cool. So yeah, so really excited for you guys there. And so can you share maybe some speakers topics? I know like Ian Conn's going to be one of the keynotes there as well this year. So that's pretty cool to start out things with, right?
Yeah, Ian Conn is actually going to be our first keynote speaker, just to kind of give people some background on what we are focusing on this year. Really, all things digital, and Ian Conn plays into that. He's a future readiness mm-hmm. pioneer, but mm-hmm. we're talking about things like digital financial inclusion through the service channels, offering more service channels, ways to do that digitally, cybersecurity, cryptocurrency, payments, leveraging data in order to get better outcomes for your credit unions. Regulation and governance is going to be another big topic, enabling better regulatory environments in your country for your mm-hmm. credit union, talking about timely regulatory issues like sustainable finance and climate resilience, also helping credit union leaders manage some of those thorny governance issues that are out there. Yep. And then finally, how to expand the reach of credit unions, adding more programs for women, youth, immigrants, all things that World Council is looking at and all areas where we believe credit unions can grow. So that's kind of the background on the what and the who. You mentioned Ian Conn. We have Ian Conn, future readiness pioneer. He's going to talk cryptocurrency, blockchain, artificial intelligence. Karen Elizari, who is a cybersecurity and hacking expert from Israel, is going to talk about the emerging trends and risks associated with those topics. And then our final keynote speaker, this is a really interesting one, is Belinda Parmar. Mm-hmm. And Belinda is the CEO of the Empathy group, and she's going to talk a little bit about how credit unions can work empathy more into their business model, both internally and externally, to help kind of move your credit union into the 21st century that way, or 21st century. Yeah.
Yeah. And we all learned the empathy word big time during the pandemic, and yeah, we're practicing it on a daily basis. So that'll be a great, great talk from there as well. And I'm going to move to Mike over here now about foundation. So what's going to be going on at the conference in regards to the foundation, Mike?
So historically, the Worldwide Foundation has hosted or has invited its supporter community, a lot of the U.S. as well as, of course, international supporters, credit unions, individuals, CUSOs, leagues, to come to a supporter event that we usually host every Monday night at the Monday evening of the conference. Yeah. However, this year we're gonna mix it up a little bit, and World Council and Worldwide Foundation have together created a booth that's going to be in the Solutions Center. That's really going to be an interactive space, a meet and greet space, to reconnect with colleagues. And yes. So we're going to have a bit of a hole-in-one putting green. We're going to have a raffle for a lucky conference attendee to win a package to next year's conference in Vancouver, British Columbia in 2023. And then we're also going to have a headshot station. One of the things our conference team got great feedback from in past years from conference attendees was the desire to have a headshot station. So actually have a photographer set up a professional headshot booth. Yeah. And so foundation is going to be charging for those three interactive activities. And as you might imagine, the proceeds from those activities are going to go to support our Bridge the Gap fundraising.
Very cool. Very cool. So if your passport's getting a little worn, there's your headshot right. for the next 10 years, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. So, and Greg, I'm come back to you on this one. So how, obviously there's been some global events that have really impacted financial and political and you name it. And I think you know what I'm alluding to, the Ukraine situation. So how will that impact this year's conference? And Mike, you can chime in as well too, because I'm sure it's impacting you guys as well on the foundation side. So Mike, Greg, I'll let you go first. Sorry.
Sure. Well, I have no doubt that, you know, this is Alyssa McCarter LaBorde, our president and CEO. One. This is going to be her first conference, yeah. right? Yeah. And so by that time she comes on, it'll be almost a year that she's been with us. She started in mid-August of last year. So it'll be almost a year by the time the conference rolls around. And obviously, Ukraine is on all of our minds and working for ways to help them. And that's been a huge part of what Alyssa's been doing the last few months, both through World Council, working with our members, such as the National Association of Cooperative Savings and Credit Unions in Poland, which our board chair heads, Rafał Matusiak. And so we've been consistently in the last few months looking to make connections, looking to funding opportunities to help Ukraine further. Of course, we already have our Ukraine Credit for Agriculture Producers Project, the CAP project, which we've had since 2016. And we're working through that right now to do a number of things to help credit unions get more lending out the door, because it's a crucial situation right now for the farmers in Ukraine to be able to do that. And that's a big focus of the project anyway. And I know Mike and the foundation are doing a number of things to the conference too in regards to Ukraine.
Yeah, you want to add to that, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. So Worldwide Foundation, ever since the start of GAC in late February, we've deployed and launched our Ukrainian Displacement Fund that is really helping Ukrainians' credit union system both in the short term and the long term. And we've put a task force together and to Greg's point about our CAP team, we're actually going to have two members of our CAP team with us at the conference. So they're going to be joining me in a bit of a 20-minute kind of Q&A session in the Solution Center. There's a theater that's a part of the Solution Center space. Okay. And so there's going to be a 20-minute Q&A for attendees to just sit down during one of the break sessions, rest sessions, if you will, to just kind of be able to ask questions of two of the CAP team members, as well as myself, in terms of the foundation's activities, not just the amount of money we've raised, over $1.5 million to this point, but just the member stories in terms of what Ukraine's credit union members and credit union staff are enduring and continuing to serve members through this extremely difficult and unprecedented time. And then I'd be able to add a little bit of the collaborative work that we've fostered with our task force that is inclusive of U.S. Ukrainian credit union diaspora credit unions, as well as Ukrainian diaspora Canadian credit unions and some of our other global partners as well. So, and we're even thinking of having some of our CAP team members at our booth, the WOKU, Worldwide Foundation joint booth, to be able to kind of do a meet and greet and just to get to meet these individuals that are on the ground helping mm-hmm. to support Ukraine's credit unions yeah. during this difficult time.
Yeah, getting that frontline perspective is going to be really cool. And getting back to Alyssa real quick, I mean, she knows that part of the world really, really well. So it's going to be fascinating to hear her talk. And just based on my last interview that I did with her at GAC, after the interview, she started telling me some stuff, what goes on in that part of the world. It's just what she has to say is truly fascinating on how that part of the world works. And it's really going to be cool. So yeah, don't miss her keynote for sure. So that's going to be really neat. So what else is going to be happening there, guys? I mean, I know there's going to be some fun stuff as well. I'm sure there are going to be some tours and things like that. What's going to be, what else is on the docket, Greg?
Well, a couple things. You know, along with those keynotes, 25 other speakers are going to take part about 30 breakout sessions mm-hmm. throughout the week. You know, but those are going on throughout those 3 days of the conference on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So, and again, those topics that I mentioned before, digitization, regulatory issues, governance, and also ways to increase the DEI of your credit union, whether mm-hmm. it's through products, services, things with your employees and things like that. But you mentioned that there's so much great stuff to do around the conference, and Glasgow is just a fascinating city. You know, I just myself talked to the head of Robert Kelly, who's the head of ABCUL, the Association of British Credit Unions, a couple of weeks ago, and he talked a little bit as a Glasgow native what people have to look forward to. But you know, some of these things are already sold out, but there's a number of day tours still available that people can get involved in. We also have some credit union visits that we're going to be taking part in with mm-hmm. three different credit unions around the Glasgow area. Some people who are perhaps still thinking about registering for the conference, unfortunately, a few things like our post-conference tour and our Stirling Castle Gala Dinner, those have already been sold out, but there are still a number of things. There's a first-time attendee meet and greet. We used to have a keynote session on that Sunday night of the conference. Instead, this year, we're going to have a first-time attendee meet and greet, so people can really, on that first night, get to network a little bit, get to know each other so they can say, hey, let's talk throughout this conference perhaps about things we can discuss. Maybe we'll get some information about what breakout session you're going to be in, what breakout session I'm going to be in. Mm-hmm. And then there's a number of things that both, and Mike can talk about this further, that both our Global Women's Leadership Network and our WAC Cup programs are doing.
Yeah, please expand, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. So Greg talked a lot about all the different diverse breakout sessions. Global Women's and WAC Cup respectively will have two of their own breakout sessions. Lena Giacomopoulos, our Global Women's Director, will be talking about how Global Women's sister societies around the world are coming together to really not just have a global discussion about empowering credit union women towards greater leadership, but also what are some of the intentional localized projects that these Global Women's Leadership Network sister societies are are putting forth. And then Tom Bolekovic, our director of YCUP, will be bringing, I think, 2 or 3 years worth of YCUP scholarship award winners, because of we've had to put off the awarding of the tangible awarding of YCUP scholarship award winners, the actual experience of coming to WCUC. So Tom will be similar to the Crashers for Filene and GAC.
The international
will be
version.
Leading a kind of this cohort of global YPs around the conference. So be on the lookout for Tom and his crew of global YPs from the last 2 or 3 years of scholarship award winners.
That's cool. I like the international version of the Crasher program. I like that. That's really cool. So that's going to turn out really well. Yeah. And as you guys are talking, I keep thinking about my visits to or my attendance at the conference. And it's just so cool to hear somebody from Canada talking to somebody from Africa, or somebody from Australia talking to somebody from, you know, South America. You know, so I mean, it's really cool to hear about, you know, how different we are, because we all come from all these different parts of the globe, but how similar we are because we're in that credit union family, and how all the issues and the concerns and even the benefits and stuff are all kind of the same a little bit, you know, or at least people's approaches to addressing something. It's like, oh, I didn't think of that. That's a really good idea. Let me check that out. So I'm really eternally fascinated by the conversations that go on at this conference, just because we're all so diverse, but yet we're so similar at the same time.
I think this year too, a lot of people are really energized about the idea of getting back in person. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done so much virtually, and we've expanded our virtual menu of events and activities a lot over the last few years. But we set what we thought was a pretty reasonable goal for attendance for this conference, and we've gone way past it already. And I think part of that is because people are really energized to get back in person, mm-hmm. to reconnect. You know, as great as virtual has been in bringing in a lot more people, there's not that personal connection. And we find that's one of the things that you've noticed too at WCUCs in the past, people really value, and we are excited to bring that back to them this year.
Yeah. And it's great to collaborate with those folks too. You know, I mean, and once you have that face-to-face thing that you're talking about, Greg, then that, that connection's there. And so, and you know, people are just a, we're just a Zoom call away now for sure.
That's right.
So good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get going, but last question here for you, both of you. What do you guys want the attendees to take away? Obviously, the connections that we make, and obviously the topics that you guys are going to cover and the speakers and stuff are going to be equally fascinating. But what are some of the personal takeaways that you guys want attendees to take? Greg, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really letting credit union professionals who are coming take away some, leave with some tangible examples of what they can do to improve their credit union operations, you know, whether that's through offering new products, reaching new members, maybe opening up new service channels digitally, improving operations internally from a DEI standpoint. And then also kind of through what we talked about, those networking opportunities that they have. Maybe they develop some connections with professionals from other countries on how they can work together going forward, maybe share information, different strategies. So that's really what we always see as the big takeaways for our attendees are.
Right on. Mike, and you're, from your perspective?
Yeah, I'd reinforce the second point that Greg made, you know, network, network, network. I think one of the key ingredients of a World Credit Union Conference is to have that in-person tangible connection. And hopefully what blossoms out of that initial meet and greet is, again, a lot of organic collaborative cooperation in terms of applying best practices from one credit union to another. And I've seen it in real time. You know, that has blossomed into decades-long global credit union friendships and partnerships.
That's right.
That ultimately not just benefits those two credit unions or those two systems, but ultimately benefits and grows the entire global system.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well said, guys. All right, guys, well, I'm going to let you get going. I'm sure you have a lot on your plate. Oh, and by the way, congratulations on becoming roommates with Filene Research Institute. Great news.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're excited about that. You know, it's really great to have the opportunity to be neighbors and to be office mates with such a innovative institute like Filene that's doing great things from the research standpoint in credit unions and giving people all kinds of information. We just can't wait for the opportunities that we don't even know about yet, right? Yeah. That are going to arise because we're just sitting right next to each other and having conversations. I know Mike's very excited about that too. It's just going to be a great collaborative enterprise. There, I think.
Yeah, the osmosis is going to happen there. It's going to be really, really fascinating. So yeah, I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy for the folks at Filene too. That's going to be a kind of a cool working atmosphere that you guys are going to have there for sure. So all right, gentlemen, well, I'm going to let you guys get back at it. Thank you so much again. And I can't wait to hear about all the cool things that are going to be happening from Scotland. Very jealous, but have fun.
I wish you were coming, Mike. Thanks so
Me
much.
Me too. Thanks, oh my gosh. But next year, I'll definitely be there for sure. So good stuff, guys. All right. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Well done.
Thank you.